Testimony of Jesus Reveals God's Eternal Love, November 3. I, John, who also am your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is through one who is a brother and companion in tribulation that Christ reveals to his people the fearful conflict that they must meet before his second coming. Before the scenes of their bitter struggle are opened to them, they are reminded that other believers also have drunk of the cup and been baptized with the baptism. He who sustained these early witnesses to the truth will not forsake his people in the final conflict. It was in a time of fierce persecution and great darkness, when Satan seemed to triumph over the faithful witnesses for God, that John in his old age was sentenced to banishment. He was separated from his companions in the faith, and cut off from his labors in the gospel, but he was not separated from the presence of God. The desolate place of his exile proved to him to be the gate of heaven. He says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the holy day that God had blessed and set apart as his own, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and, what thou seest, write in a book. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man." Christ walks in the midst of the golden candlesticks. Thus is symbolized his relation to the churches. He is in communion with his people. Although he is high priest and mediator in the sanctuary above, yet he walks up and down in the midst of the churches on earth. Again, as the Holy Spirit rested upon the prophet, he sees a door opened in heaven, and hears a voice calling him to look upon the things which shall be hereafter. And he says, "Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. Ministering angels were around about him, waiting and eager to do his will, while the rainbow of God's promise, which was a token of his covenant with Noah, was seen by John encircling the throne on high, a pledge of God's mercy to every repentant, believing soul. It is an everlasting testimony that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It declares to the whole world that God will never forget his people in their struggle with evil.